Ben-Herzog. Looking at Ben-Herzog's overview here, I see there are many names for Ben-Herzog. Ninhursaga, Amuru, Nintud, Nintur, Ninma, Ninmina, Bilidi, Hathor is Egyptian, Demeter is Greek, Ceres is Roman. Mammy, or wise birth goddess, is another one. Mammy, of course, is very close to mother, mommy. Mamu is the forerunner of mom or mama. She, Ninhursag, is the daughter to the king Anu and his concubine Nammu. Nammu and Anu fathered a lot of children. For instance, Ninhursag is the half-sister to Enlil. That's the Earth colony commander and King Anu's son and heir. He's the heir to the throne. She is perhaps the twin sister, if not just the sister, to Enki, by Anu and Nammu. Another name, by the way, for Nammu is Urash. All of these gods and goddesses had different names in each civilization. In a different language, different names. Sometimes similar, sometimes not. Anyway, Ninhursag had many of these names in many different locations on Earth at different periods of history. She plays a part just about everywhere. And she's definitely related to King Anu, very important. And she's one of those related to the king who came down. She came down to Earth. Her patron city is Kish, where kingship was passed to Kish on more than one occasion. Ema, or Great House, is her temple there in Babylon. The temple / home, residence, same thing for Ninhursag in Babylon. So should she ever come to Babylon, she'd be staying there at the Ema, great home. She's the chief medical science officer of Nibiru and, of course, Earth colony. She's Enki's partner in the creation of Adapa, which is model man, to reproduce workers. Enki and Ninhursag fashioned modern man, and from modern man they produced workers, a worker race, to relieve the gods from the burden of work. And they had to do all the work, starting a colony from scratch with just a few hundred. That's not easy. She was the first goddess of Venus, going way back, but later that was given to Inanna. Virgo is Nen Herzog's zodiac sign. Her symbol is the umbilical cord cutter, an ancient style of cord cutter. The Greek omega symbol would be a good description. It's a copy. And in electrical, the symbol for ohms, again, is a copy of Nen Herzog's symbol. Nen Herzog's sons are Martu, who is the son by King Anu in Nen Herzog. Oh my goodness. So Martu is the son and brother to Nen Herzog. Ninurta is the son and heir behind Enlil. So he's Enlil's heir. Born of the double seed, Enlil and Enlil's half-sister, Ninurzog. Ninurta qualifies for the royal throne. Then other sons are Nusca, or Nusku, Abu, Nentula, and Enshag. Nen Herzog had lots of daughters and a few sons, a couple of them with Enki during different periods. And then Enki would have sex with his daughters and granddaughters and produce more children, more daughters. I don't know what he's looking for here, if he's looking for a son. He had a couple of them already. I don't understand. But anyway, Nen Herzog's daughters are somewhat important characters. Nensar, born of Enki and Nen Herzog. Nenkura, born of Enki and Nensar, see what I mean? Nenma is a daughter of Enki and Nenkura. Enki's a mess, isn't he? Uta, a second daughter by Enki and Nenkura. Sometimes Enki and Nenma, Nenema. Nanshi is a daughter of Enki and Nenherzog. Nensutu, a daughter of Enki and Nenherzog. You can see many daughters here. Nenkasi, Enki and Nenherzog. Azimua, Enki and Nenherzog. Ninti, Enki and Nenherzog. Nina, Enki and Nenherzog. Ninmarki, Enki and Nina. So, Enki's been with every girl. Just, if you're an Anunnaki female on Earth, odds are Enki's been with you. Okay, so it was Enki and Nengazita also helped Nen Herzog, the chief medical science officer. Enki and Nengazita, knowledgeable in DNA, they worked on mixing the DNA between Earthling and God to try to come up with a worker race that could take orders, follow orders, understand things like that, make it the job much easier if they had a back and they could take orders. So it looked like Homo erectus or Neanderthal was going to be the choice to use for Inky after failing using lions and whatever else, mixing birds with man and all kinds of mixtures. It just didn't work. Then Herzog and Inky, they worked at it and worked at it, trying to come up with the perfect man to be model man for reproducing all the other worker men. So the model would be kept with Inky in the Garden of Eden, while the offspring would be set to work. First son was sent to learn farming. Second son was sent to learn sheep herding. And once they got these sons and got them taught in the skills of farming and sheep herding, they decided, the gods did, to have a feast. And they would bring what man has done, the vegetables man has grown, and the beef or the lamb that man has tended. And so it was a feast for the gods. And what happens? The gods favor the meat more than they do the vegetables. So, as the Bible would put it, Cain was jealous of Abel, Abel being the sheep herder. They liked his sheep more than they liked Cain's vegetables. So, Cain kills Abel in a jealous rage, and he is sent east of Eden. Well, and given the mark of God, well, that's Inky and then Herzog, DNA modifying on Cain to where his offspring would not have facial hair. And that was the mark of Cain. Facial hair was important. They all grew it and through long beards, mimicking the gods. That's what the gods did. They had long beards. So man would grow long beards. And an earthling that cannot grow a beard would be noticed right off the mark of Cain. So anyway, it's a DNA modification. And then Herzog, if we look at her web page, you'll see a beautiful young girl. She was not only did she attract Inky's attention with her beauty, but she had the sexuality to hold his attention for in a forever type deal. She was his one true love, and he'd always go back to her, you know. No matter where he's been, she's the one he loves. And he sure pissed her off when he started having sex with his and her daughters, and then his or her granddaughter. That pissed her off good. And so she put a curse on him. But there's a lot of stories between Inky and then Herzog that I recommend you read, you know, the texts. They're important texts. And then Herzog is an important character, a goddess. She's direct to the king and Nu. I mean, that's the daughter there. Maybe the first daughter, too, by the way. As you hold the cursor on the artifact that's sliding by, you can stop the artifacts from moving. Just hold your cursor on it, and a message will pop up or a description. So you put it on there, you stop it from scrolling, message pops up, you can study both of those artifacts you're looking at there, remove the cursor, and it'll start again. And there's arrows also that you can fast forward or rewind. So that's how you operate the slideshow. So you see, then Herzog with other gods, a good way to identify Nen Herzog is she's in the lecturing position. She's either scolding or lecturing all the time. So there are artifacts with her. Well, I guess she teaches as well. But a scold or a lecture, some type of lesson she's putting you through. In many cases, she's pleading with them, do not war with your cousins. Do not go to war. I'm warning you against war, you know. She's constantly warning them, do not attack your cousins. Leave them alone. Get along. You know, she's always directing them, instructing them, advising them. Be peaceful. Stop this. No war. And you'll see it in the artifacts. There she is, lecturing. Many different artifacts where she's doing that to somebody or many somebodies. She's lecturing. Then there's many of her texts as you scroll down. Some are a must read, such as Enki and Nenma. That's a triple star. That means it's important. You should read that one. The double star is important, but not quite as important as the triple star. And that's how that works. The fashioning of modern man, you'll see in the artifacts that Enki has been working with animals, and he can't produce a worker race. It's just not happening. Inadequacies all over the place. So he works with this animal and that animal, and it's all failures. So he gets to the point where he works on Homo erectus. And as you go down past all the experiments on animals, you'll see then Herzog and Enki seated with the Tree of Life there. And they're trying to figure out how to combine the two DNAs. How do we make it bind? And, you know, they're studying, how do we make it bind as it's failing one after another try. It unwinds or whatever, does not bind. Till finally, somebody, and I'm not sure if it was which of the characters, Enki, Nen Herzog, or even Nen Gazeta, that suggested use a petri dish instead of mixing the DNA admixture in one of our petri dishes. Let's mix it in a clay petri dish, a clay pot, so to speak. And from the clay, it would be easier to bind. And so, somehow the logic worked. And that's how they did it, is thanks to clay pot, clay petri dish, they were able to pull it off. And when you see the entwined DNA, it's the entwined snake. And the entwined snake symbol, that belongs to Ningus Zeta. So when you see a medical symbol with entwined snakes on it, anytime you see entwined snakes, that's a symbol of Ningus Zeta. So here they are working on Homo erectus to kind of show you what men look like prior to modifications. He's just a wild creature that's walking upon the earth on two legs, growing a beard. You know, he's similar in many ways. Looks like he's strong enough. So, I mean, there's a good basis to try to put something together. So Inky and Nan Herzog discuss it some more and discuss and work on it in the lab and work on it and work on it. And they did this for thousands of years, including all the mistakes. It was about 50,000 years before they could produce Model Man, which they called Atapa, the model, the worker. So Atapa, or Adam, would be placed in the garden, and he was to populate the earth as fast as possible. So they produce a female version of Adam, and they get to it. And now they've got the model man who can reproduce. That's a big step. So time has gone by, quite a bit of time. But they hung in there because they could see down the road they have a chance at a worker race replacing them. And within time, sure enough, Nan Herzog did it. And she raises the baby and she proclaims, "I've done it. I've done it. I've removed the yoke of... the heavy yoke burden from the gods and placed it on man." And from that time on, the gods aren't digging the soil anymore. They're not planting the seed. The gods don't have to dig out all the canals, make everything needed for storage. Everything there is for life to sustain and maintain life. I mean, you've got to have food and a place to prepare it. And you've got to have clean water. You've got to set up residences. I mean, there's a lot to it. Somebody's making the clothes. Somebody's making the biscuits or whatever, you know. Somebody's doing something. And it's all hard work. Well, no more. All that's been handed to the earthling. And celebrations were big, big. She has done it. She has done it. She has relieved us, taken the yoke from our backs, and placed it on man. Now, later, Egypt, she is known as Hathor. And Hathor, in later times in Egypt, she turns into an old lady, and they call her the old cow. So she's way overweight now, not quite the beauty that she was when in her youth. Now she looks like someone who's been a mother 20 times over, which is about right. So there she is with her symbol. Looks like many things used today, but it's the cord cutter from ancient days. Anyway, statues of Hathor throughout the Egyptian times. I mean, just about every culture had Nin-Hurzog in their culture. She played an important part. So I suggest that you read some of this stuff, the stuff about Adam and Noah. I'd read some of this stuff, which I did. I read it a dozen times at least. That's what I recommend, is you read it more than once so that you understand it. And if you put alien there, when you think of Nin-Hurzog and so forth, and when you think of alien, think of one that looks like us. For we were made in their image and their likeness, and it was Nin-Hurzog who did the work.